This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. International pressure is building on Israel to hold back in responding to Iran's attacks, but many Israelis are calling on the government to retaliate forcefully. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Iran's attack, with hundreds of missiles fired simultaneously, was unprecedented. So was the international cooperation to intercept them, with the U.S., Jordan, and Britain working together, say Israeli security officials. As the international community urges restraint, some in Israel say the Jewish state must respond. Israeli media reports say two former chiefs of staff in the war cabinet, Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot, wanted to strike back at Iran while the Iranian attack was underway, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no. Other Israeli intelligence analysts say the damage was limited, and Israel can choose not to respond further. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israel's Army Chief of Staff on Monday said Israel will respond to Iran after its weekend unprecedented attack.
We are closely assessing the situation. We remain at our highest level of readiness. Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours to weigh how to react to Iran's first-ever direct attack on Israel, a government source said. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency warned on Monday the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is dangerously close to suffering an accident because of recent attacks on it. The largest nuclear power facility in Europe has been occupied by Russian forces. This is VOA News. More than 50 prospective jurors were excused from the landmark trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday after they said they would not be able to try him fairly and impartially. 96 potential panelists were assembled in a New York court to be screened for their ability to fairly judge Trump, accused of covering up hush money payments to a porn star with whom he's alleged to have an affair. Judge Juan Merchan has said there's a pool of up to 500 New York City residents from which the court can draw to impanel the jury that will judge arguably one of the most well-known and controversial men in the world. Myanmar resistance fighters raised their own banner at a newly captured army base on Monday as a senior rebel commander vowed to hold the strategic area near the Thai border. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
The key trading town of Miawadi was taken by fighters linked to the Armed Ethnic Karen National Union, or KNU, less than a week ago. Its fall marked another battlefield loss for the powerful military regime that seized control in 2021 from an elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi, who remains in detention. Simmering anger against the junta has turned into a nationwide armed resistance movement. Since October, the army has lost control of key areas near its borders with both India and China to a loose coalition of allied resistance forces.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. An experts group says abortion in Germany should be decriminalized during pregnancy's first 12 weeks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Currently, abortion is considered illegal in Germany, but not punishable if a woman undergoes mandatory counseling and a three-day wait period. Frauke Grossjoff-Gerstorf, a law professor and member of the commission, tells the media, our recommendation is to move away from this illegality and to label abortion in the early stages of pregnancy as legal. While the commission's recommendation is non-binding, it's likely to heat up discussion over the issue again. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British lawmakers on Monday again debated the government's plan to start sending undocumented migrants to Rwanda, with the controversial bill expected to finally pass later this week. The proposed law has been undergoing legislative ping-pong, with Parliament's elected House of Commons and the unelected House of Lords sending the bill back to each other for amendments. Sending people to Rwanda is a key part of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's answer to stopping asylum seekers who risked their lives crossing the channel from France in small boats. The deportation proposal has been mired in controversy and legal challenges. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.